Welcome back to D&B College. Today we're taking a plain DJ intro and turning it into something with pirate radio energy. Not messy for the sake of it, but chopped, pressured, a little dangerous and ready to launch the tune. This is the kind of intro that tells the listener straight away, the track is moving, the signal is live, and the drop is coming with purpose. In drum and bass, the intro has a job to do before the bass even shows up. It has to be mixable for DJs, but it also has to plant the identity of the tune. If you get that balance right, the drop feels bigger, because the intro has already done the work of building tension and framing the release. So let's build a 16-bar opener in Ableton Live 12 that feels like it came from a late-night pirate set. Think break slices, vocal fragments, stabs, short effects hits, and controlled movement. The goal is not to cram everything in. The goal is to make every edit feel like it belongs. Start with a DJ functional foundation before you add the attitude. Set up a 16-bar section that still leaves room for a blend. For the first 4 to 8 bars, don't flood the low end. Keep it stripped back. A kick and snare pattern. A light break layer. Maybe one hook fragment, but no full sub yet. Why this works in D&B is simple. The intro needs contrast. If you start too full, too bright, or too bass heavy, you kill the drop before it arrives. DJs also need clean space to mix into, so that early restraint is doing real work. What to listen for here is forward motion at low volume. If the intro feels like a dead loop, it's too static. If it already sounds like the track is loading up, you're on the right path. Now build the rhythmic spine from a break edit, not from a loop you leave untouched. Drag your break into an audio track, slice it, and resequence it in arrangement so it supports the intro instead of just repeating. Focus on the spaces between the main snare hits. That's where a lot of the character lives in drum and bass. Try a couple of ghost hits before the main snare. Maybe a short pickup into bar 5 or bar 9. Maybe a reverse tail or a clipped little fill before a phrase change. Those tiny details are what give the intro that pirate radio pressure. A solid stock device chain for the break might be simpler, or drum rack for the slices. EQ8 to clean out low rumble. Drum bus with light drive and a touch of saturator to pull the break forward. Keep it controlled. You want density, not mush. Now there's an important choice to make. Do you want this intro to feel chopped and frantic, or sparse and menacing? If you go chopped and frantic, use more edits, shorter fragments, tighter cuts, and more vocal or stab interruptions. That suits jungle-influenced D&B and ravey rollers that want a raw, bootleg radio feel. If you go sparse and menacing, use fewer events, more silence, and a heavier sense of pressure. That works beautifully for darker minimal D&B and intro design where the drop needs to feel huge. What to listen for is the difference in emotional shape. The chopped version should feel like unstable movement. The sparse version should feel like pressure building in a narrow hallway. Both can work, but you need to commit to one personality. Next, bring in a hook fragment from the main tune, but don't give away the whole idea. Use a stab, a vocal chop, a synth hit, or a bass motif and place it as a teaser. Maybe it lands at the end of bar 4. Maybe it sneaks in on the offbeat in bar 7. Maybe it answers the break with a short call and response phrase. The key is restraint. You're not previewing the whole drop. You're just giving the listener enough of the DNA to recognize the tune later. If the hook is harmonically strong, filter it. Auto filter is perfect here. Keep the cutoff low enough that it feels distant, then let it open gradually as the intro develops. A little resonance is fine, but too much and it starts sounding brittle instead of tense. What to listen for is this. The hook should feel like a signal flare, not a full spoiler. From there, shape the tension with automation rather than just piling on more elements. This is where arrangement view becomes your best friend. Automate the filter opening across the intro. Move the cutoff gradually, so the section gets brighter and more urgent by bar 13 or 15. You can also automate reverb dry slash wet on a vocal stab, delay feedback on a transition hit, or even a small gain lift on an intro bus. Grouping your intro elements into one bus is a smart move. It keeps the workflow clean and makes it much easier to shape the whole section with one curve instead of 10 separate ones. This is one of the biggest reasons pirate radio intros work. They evolve in tiny, readable steps. If everything is already loud and bright from the beginning, there's nowhere left to go. Build the pressure. Don't arrive at it immediately. Now introduce bass and fragments, not as a full commitment. If your tune has a reese, growl, or sub-heavy bassline, tease it with short filtered notes first. Keep the sub absent or very controlled until the drop, or until the last couple of bars at most. A teaser reese chain could be operator or wavy-dable as the source, auto-filter to narrow the bandwidth, saturator for edge, and utility to keep the stereo width disciplined. Or you can bounce a bass phrase to audio, trim it into a stab, clean it with EQ8, and add some density with light compression and saturation. Keep the teaser up in the mid-range if you can. High pass at around 80 to 120 Hz so the kick and snare stay clean. That low-end discipline matters a lot in DNB. What to listen for here is the relationship between menace and clarity. The teaser should add attitude without blurring the timeline markers. If the snare loses its snap or the kick starts to feel smaller, the bass tease is too heavy too soon. Now let's use FX as punctuation, not decoration. A pirate radio intro often benefits from rewinds, hits, noise bursts, reverse cymbals, or clipped atmospheres. Place them at phrase boundaries so they actually mark movement. A strong pattern might be a reverse into the first hook teaser at bar 4, an impact or rewind style hit at bar 8, and a noise sweep or tension rise into the last pre-drop bar. Those moments tell the listener that arrangement is shifting. A good tip here is to keep these FX short and selective. If the FX is continuous, it stops being punctuation and turns into fog. Before you call the intro finished, audition it against the full drums and bass. This step matters more than people think. Something can sound exciting on its own and still collapse once the drop arrives. Ask yourself, does the final bar before the drop create enough anticipation? Does the drop feel bigger because the intro left space? Does the intro still make sense when the low end comes in? If the answer is no, the fix is often less overlap, not more impact. Too much content in the intro usually weakens the drop. Clean the arrangement before you try to hype it further. Now add a bit of timing character. Pirate radio energy isn't only about more edits. It's about attitude in the timing. In Ableton, nudging a vocal chop slightly ahead of the beat can add urgency. Sitting a ghost snare just behind can add drag and menace. A tiny shift on a break slice can make the whole phrase feel more alive. Just be careful not to overdo it. The goal is forward lean, not a drunken groove. Keep the kick and snare landmark stable, and let the peripheral details dance around them. What to listen for is whether the intro still locks. If the groove starts to feel loose in a bad way, the micro edits are too random. As you approach the end of the 16 bars, simplify. That final 1 to 2 bars before the drop should not explode. It should clear space. Strip away one or two elements, leave a little breath, and let the drop arrive with authority. A strong shape for this could be strip drums and one vocal chop in bars 1 to 4, denser break and a stab in bars 5 to 8, bass tease and rising pressure in bars 9 to 12, then a peak and small fill in bars 13 to 14, near silence or a thin pickup in bar 15, and the drop on bar 16. That kind of phrasing works so well in drum and bass, because the drop hits harder when the intro has been rhythmically articulate rather than just full. A few quick reminders before we wrap this part up. Keep the low end under control. Don't let FX wash over the groove. Don't make every bar equally busy. And check mono compatibility if your teaser layers are wide. In DNB, width is strongest when the foundation stays disciplined. If the intro feels too clean, don't just turn everything up. Clip the break bus a little with drum bus or saturator. Controlled density reads more convincingly than raw gain. And if you want the intro to feel darker, make the highest frequency element something grim, like a distorted vocal fragment or a filtered noise burst, instead of a glossy cymbal. A really useful habit is to build the intro in layers, then mute one entire layer at a time. If removing a layer doesn't change the story, it's probably decoration. In this style, decorative clutter is usually what kills the drop. And here's a great workflow move. Commit to audio sooner than you think. If a break slice pattern, a chopped vocal hit, or a filtered bass tease already feels right, print it. That lets you stop endless micro-editing and start treating the intro like arrangement material. You can cut tails, reverse bits, and replace hits to make it feel more like a real pirate radio edit. A nice way to judge the result is at low volume. If the intro still feels exciting when it's quiet, that means the rhythm and phrase design are doing the heavy lifting, not just brightness or sheer level. So remember the core idea. A pirate radio intro in DNB is not about cramming in more elements. It's about staged pressure, break edits, hook teases, clear phrase design, and enough restraint that the drop feels earned. One element should drive the rhythm. One should supply identity. One should add danger or surprise. Everything else should only exist if it earns its place. Now take the 15-minute practice exercise and build a 16-bar intro with just a break element, one hook teaser, one bass teaser, and one FX punctuation sound. Keep the sub out until the final 2 bars. Stay inside stock Ableton devices. Keep it to 6 tracks or fewer. and aim for at least 3 phrase changes with a clear pre-drop moment. If you want to push further, do the homework challenge too. Build 2 versions of the same intro, one dense and chopped, one sparse and menacing. Then choose the stronger one by function, not by hype. Ask yourself which version gives the drop more impact, which version is easier to mix into, and whether the intro still moves if you mute the hook teaser. That's the real test. Get the intro mixable. Get it dangerous. Get it moving. And when the drop lands, it should feel like the natural release of everything you built before it.